Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
If you're a smartphone or tablet owner, what's right at your fingertips that can give you guidance on how to stay healthy or locate nearby medical resources if you're away from home? An app a day won't keep the doctor away, but it can make staying healthy while traveling easier.
Joining us is travel expert Nancy Perode. Nancy writes for About.com, where she covers senior travel. Last week, she gave us general travel tips for staying healthy. This week, she's with us to discuss apps. Welcome to Take Care, Nancy.
Thanks for having me.
Anyone who's fooled around with a smartphone knows that there are a million apps that are so helpful in so many ways, and a lot of them work for travelers or for people who need medical advice while on the road. And you have some advice for us, don't you?
I sure do.
Okay, first up, the American Red Cross is an app?
It is. The American Red Cross has actually published several apps. My favorite one is called First Aid, and you can load it onto your smartphone, and it will help you administer first aid under a whole bunch of conditions. You can also watch videos. You can read safety information that's preloaded into the app. There are quizzes to help you learn and retain first aid techniques. And you can even use the app to call 911.
Now, there's apps available from another well-known, I guess you could say, entity, the Centers for Disease Control. What do they have to offer?
The CDC's Yellow Book is available online. It's not an app for every smartphone platform, but they do have an iPhone and iPod app that you can get through iTunes, and it's free. But if you don't have an iPhone, you can look online and read the Yellow Book yourself. This publication is designed for health providers and for travelers, and it covers all the different types of health situations that you can run into on a location-by-location basis. It's an extremely dense, useful resource for anyone who's considering traveling to anywhere in the world.
You know, I think many people are familiar with the emergency rooms in their own area where they live, but once you leave home, you're in unfamiliar territory. What are some of the apps and websites that would help someone if they found themselves in an emergency situation, either in the United States or overseas?
In the United States, there's an app called Find ER, and it's available for Android and iTunes platforms. That's to find emergency rooms in the United States. There's a similar app that is for all locations in the world, and it's called Emergency Medical Center Locator. So if you are not in the United States, you can use that app to find an ER somewhere near you. And if you don't have a smartphone and you need urgent care in the United States, and this is an urgent care clinic, not an emergency room, there's a website called findurgentcare.com, and you can type in your zip code or your location, and the website will tell you where the closest urgent care clinic is to where you happen to be standing.
And finally, I can't believe that there is an app that actually does this, but there's a jet lag app?
Yes. British Airways website has a jet lag calculator. A sleep expert in the UK has worked with British Airways to come up with what they call the ultimate jet lag advisor. You can go to the British Airways website and look for the jet lag calculator, and you plug in the time you wake up, how well you normally sleep, the time and the place you're visiting, the time it is at home, that's so it knows the time zone, and it will give you advice on how to more quickly align your own body clock to the time zone that you are visiting by telling you when you should be exposing yourself to light and when you should be exposing yourself to darkness so that your body will adjust more quickly. When I first saw this, I couldn't believe it existed either, but it really actually gives very sound advice, especially for people who are unfamiliar with how to counter the effects of jet lag.
Great information. Thanks, Nancy. Everything you mentioned, the apps and websites, we'll post on our website.
Great.
Nancy Perode writes for the senior travel site at About.com. As we mentioned, more information on staying healthy while traveling is available on the Take Care webpage at WRVO.org.
Doctors and wellness experts give us advice all the time about how to stay healthy and live longer. But have you ever wondered if they take their own advice?
So we asked three of our guests, what is the one thing they do to help improve their own health? Here's a dietitian, the world's leading expert on aspirin, and an editor of Prevention magazine.
One of the biggest things that I do to stay healthy in my life is to make sure I start every day with breakfast, which is the most important meal of the day, actually breaking your fast from overnight. My breakfast that I enjoy most is just a dish of plain oatmeal. I make it with fat-free milk. I add some chopped walnuts, which are heart healthy, and some chopped up fresh fruits or berries that add some sweetness. And in this type of breakfast, I've incorporated most of the food groups. It gives me a lot of energy to start my day right, and it's just an enjoyable meal.
The most important thing as you get older in life is regular activity, even a brisk walk for 20 minutes every day. Certainly the diet is important as well, but a brisk walk, I personally play tennis virtually every day for 2 hours, and I feel like it's not only improving the quantity of my life, but the quality of my life as well, and I have the data to support that it improves the quantity of life.
I meditate. I don't do 20 minutes. I do what is basically called a meditation check-in, and periodically throughout the day, I basically sit back, I take a deep breath, and I just sort of check in with my body, and I check in with my surroundings, and if I can do it in my garden, it's even better, because I check in with my garden, and that's one of the ways that I use to reduce stress.
That was dietitian Joan Rogas, aspirin research pioneer Dr. Charles Hennigans, and contributing executive editor of Prevention magazine, Denise Foley.
On next week's show, we'll hear more from Dr. Charles Hennigans, whose groundbreaking research uncovered the benefits of taking a daily aspirin for cardiac and stroke prevention. What does he think about other new uses for aspirin? Plus, if you're bringing groceries home in your car or eating outdoors, how long can certain foods last in the summer heat? A dietitian serves up summer food safety tips.
Thanks for spending this half hour with us. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, email us at takecare@wrvo.org. This episode of Take Care is also available as a podcast on the WRVO website. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And until next time, take care.
The information presented on Take Care is offered for educational and informational purposes only and should not be construed as personal medical advice. You should consult with your personal physician or caregiver regarding your own medical care. Take Care is a production of WRVO Public Media, written and produced by Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, edited and engineered by Leah Landry. Catherine Loper is executive producer. Support for Take Care comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.